Just for you. It's the news according to me. Well, here we are on a Friday. Hey, turn down the music a little bit so you can hear me. I have something to say. Crazy long-haired hippie music. Crazy kids, turn down your hippie music. It is Friday, May 21st, 2021. The day before, or as we're quickly approaching Shabbat here, I didn't think I was going to have a show this afternoon there for a while because I was very busy and had a lot of other things to do and had stuff to do this evening and on and on and on and on, blah, 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 blah. But here I am. Here I am doing a show. This show probably won't last long because I'm I still have a lot of things to do, but one thing kind of at least opened up. So that kind of relieves me of some things, but one of the reasons that thing opened up is because I have so many other things to do. So I have just looking at some headlines here. There's been, you know, as usual, typical interesting stuff going on in the world. And the most interesting thing that seems to have happened today is that I made some sweet tea. So that's what I have in my cup. Sweet tea. Fresh, brand new, just made today, freshly brewed from the brewery at the household. Weird stuff going on. Just weird. Officials are saying that some 130 suspected victims of a possible energy weapon near the Capitol. Well, now there's a thought. I don't know what that's about. I know that there's some kind of like a, there's certain brain waves, there's certain frequencies that can hit your brain that can cause all kinds of issues. And I'm assuming that's what they're doing there. I haven't delved into that or listened to the report. But I don't know what that's all about. So we have that going on. And at the same time, I just read where was it? I saw there was a headline somewhere that said something about white powder. A suspicious white powder was sent to Arizona's GOP Senate president amid Maricopa audit. Interesting. Now, also, this stuff, you know, it kind of encourages me that there's still people out there that want to get to the bottom of some things to find out what happened. And of course, the reasons that they're giving are for, well, we want to ensure the American people that the elections were not messy, that the shenanigans didn't happen. I think that the reaction, now you would think that the leftists would be all over that. Yeah, we want to rub it in your face. We'll show you. Let's pull all the votes out and recount them again. Maybe there's more than 81 million votes for Joe Biden. We're going to find 82 million. Yeah, you suckers. We're going to get you. I mean, wouldn't that be their attitude normally? Kind of an in-your-face thing? No, not at all. They are whining and screaming and crying and saying, there's nothing to see here, stop it. No, the election was completely perfect. Because they won. If they wouldn't have won, well, it would have been all over again. Russians again, something else going on. Who knows what. Been more and more of that stuff for the next 4 years. Another impeachment, which they're even trying to do now anyway, but it's kind of beside the point. So we got that going on. So that we get this mysterious white powder. Now, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what this is about. Let me see if I can check on this a little bit better. Then I got to move this stuff around. I need more screen space. I've got, I've only got like a 32-inch screen. I got two 32-inch screens here. Apparently, I needed like another 55 in the middle. And the two 32s off to the side. Judge in Maricopa County decides to unseal absentee ballots in Fulton. Oh, this is Georgia. I'm sorry, not Maricopa. Georgia judge decides to unseal absentee ballots in Fulton County for review. What? Is this in the 2020 election? The presidential election? Or are we talking about the runoff? The Senate race? It's difficult to tell. Just from this, and of course, if I go to read more, it's going to take me to the Epic Times website, and then it's going to go down here, and it's going to say, oh, hey, no, there's some information, actually. Oh, nope, there pops an ad. And, oh, I can get rid of that. Okay, let's read this and see what happens. Let's discover this together. Let's both look at this together, shall we? A judge in Georgia on Friday ruled to unseal absentee ballots submitted in the 2020 presidential election. Well, there you go. Why do we have unsealed absentee ballots still out there? What in the world are we talking about here? Petitioners in an ongoing case will be able to go to where the ballots are in Fulton County, Henry County Superior Court. Judge Brian Amiro said at the conclusion of a hearing. So this judge, Judge Brian Amiro, has said that he's in the Henry County Superior Court. He's claiming that petitioners will be able to go to where the ballots are and are stored in Fulton County. These are unsealed ballots. Have not been counted. I'm sorry. They're sealed ballots. They can unseal them. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Amiro plans to issue an order soon that will set forth protocols governing a fresh scanning of the ballots, which will be done by county workers while petitioners and their experts observe. A group of voters filed it. Now, here's the way to test these machines without even having to go into them. Run 10 ballots and see what the count says. Run another 10, see what the count says. Run another 10, see what the count says. That's the way to check these tabulators. A group of voters filed a petition last year asking for a forensic inspection of mail-in ballots that were sent in for the 2020 election. The petition alleged an abnormal vote increase for Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden and an abnormal reduction in President Donald Trump's tabulation, among the other allegations, alleged abnormalities. Amiro allowed the petitioners in March access to scanned images of the ballots, but attorneys for the petitioners argued in court that the resolution, 200 dots per inch, DPI, was too low to perform proper analysis. Well, yeah, 200 dots. 200 dots per inch. Holy cow. You can't. Oh, my word. One of my first printers had more than that. And I'm an old man. I had a printer back when printers weren't even a thing. The petitioners asked for images at 600 DPI. Yeah, that's a little more like it, and access to ballots themselves. David Sawyer, a forensics expert, testified for the petitioners. He said he identified a discrepancy in the number of batches that were received by petitioners and the number that Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, Raffensperger's office, listed as having been examined in a risk-limiting audit, which is, that's bull. A risk limiting audit is that was just placating people that, yeah, that was a stupid audit. He told the judge that direct access to ballots would be best because that's the original evidence. And that's the best evidence. Lawyers in Fulton County and Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr, a Republican, argued that letting the petitioners examine the ballots outside of the presence of county workers would violate federal law. They also said a citizen audit wasn't provided for in state law. If the judge allowed such an audit, he should pick an auditing team or allow the parties to reach an agreement on which firms should do the audit, they added. Now, keep in mind, a citizen audit. So who are these professionals that are approved? Are they not citizens? Are they foreigners? They come from another country? So citizens can't audit the vote. State law doesn't provide for that. But if you're an SEIU member, if you're in a union, all of a sudden you become qualified. What is it that qualifies you? How do they qualify someone? And why can't they just qualify these citizens? I guarantee it's just an application process. You just fill out this application, or it's an organization approval. And how does that organization approve these individuals? This is just semantics and stupidity. People don't ask these questions because they get snowed over by this stuff. Amaro assured them that he was largely of the same mind. Let me back up here. Lawyers for Fulton County and Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr, a Republican, argued that letting petitioners examine the ballots outside the prison. So, okay, I've already covered that. Amaro assured them that he was largely of the same mind. I have no inclination at all to release these ballots to anyone other than the clerk or the county, he said. But he pushed back on the notion that petitioners did not have the ability to get better scans of the ballots or visually inspect them. I agree. That seems to be something that they have the authority and the right to do, he said. Absolutely. I have never seen in this case a motion to dismiss from anyone for any reason. And in any absence, and in the absence of considering things in that way, then this does take the form of a civil case where there is some discovery under state law, he said. That's a pretty confusing statement right there. The parties are scheduled to meet at the Fulton County ballot storage location on May 28th. Raffensperger told Epoch Times via email, quote, from day one, I've encouraged Georgians with concerns about the election in their counties to pursue those claims through legal avenues. Fulton County has a long-standing history of election mismanagement that has understandably weakened voters' faith in its system. Allowing this audit provides another layer of transparency and citizen engagement, end quote. Raffensperger, who asked the judge last month not to grant petitioners access to the physical ballots, will have a representative present next week. So pursue any kind of legal measures, but we don't want to have you let you have access to the ballots. Fulton County did not return an inquiry. Of course not. And I would encourage you to join Epoch Times. They're not sponsoring me. I'm not sponsored by them. They don't send me any money. They don't even give me a free membership. But I'm going to mention that Epoch Times is worth your while. If you want to spend the $1 for 2 months right now, they got a special going on. Just $1 for 2 months. And then $9.99 a month after that. Regular price is $25.98. Cancel at any time. Save 68% for 12 months. $900 per episode. Billed at $99 yearly. $100 a year. You can get the Epoch Times delivered to you in print. Can't be censored. It can't be taken away. Well, I guess it could be. Because the U.S. Mail could probably screw with it. Do something there, I'm sure. Interesting article. That's an interesting article. Let's just call it interesting. And just leave it at that. I guess Biden is willing to, says he's willing to bring down infrastructure bill from $2.25 trillion to $1.7 trillion. Oh, gee, what a What a savings. What a bargain basement deal that is. Trump sued by civil rights group for China virus label. Oh, my word. Governor of Iowa signs a bill banning mask mandates in schools for safe staff and students. So that is, looks like that's going to pass, going through, which is good. It has passed now, I guess. Chris Cuomo says, yeah, okay. The rest of those headlines we've pretty much already covered. This just in from the help desk. Yeah, nothing you need to know about. There's nothing to see there. There's a traffic accident blocking intersection. I just got that information just came in. Just thought you wanted to know that because I'm sure you're local here. It looks like that's about all the news I got for you now. But as we're coming up on the weekend, let me just leave you with this information since I have a little time to chat. We're very quickly probably going to be moving out of the whole COVID scare thing as people begin to reduce their level of fear. There's something I foresee something flipping, and here's what's going to happen. There will be the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. And the unvaxxed are going to be second-class citizens. And the left now is going to very quickly turn on unvaccinated people, treat them as if they are dangerous and they're an enemy of the state. You'll probably have to wear a mark or get a tattoo on your head or something to mark you, to wear a band on your arm so that people will know to stay away from you. If the leftists want to, if they want to keep wearing masks, I'm all for it. Go ahead. Just keep yourself muzzled. I'll help you tighten that thing down. Just keep that thing on you. That'd be great. So that will help. FBI director testifies on January 6th Capitol breach. I want to watch that actually because I'm concerned that. They're going to continue to go after this stupid thing. This is just all an opportunity to continue to delve deeper into people's lives. Weird stuff going on. Yeah. In the meantime, we are heading into the weekend here, and I think that you're going to find that there's going to be more and more relaxed opinions about masks at restaurants, that kind of thing. I know I'm more excited now than ever about actually going to a restaurant eating. I don't have to wear a mask to go in. I just go in, eat, walk out, let food drip out of my mouth. It'd be fun. Wouldn't that be fun? Sounds like fun to me. I might just do that just for the fun of it. Of course, the problem is that there's nobody there to wait on you because they're all getting paid to stay home. And this is going to flip very quickly, too. This is also going to flip very quickly as businesses start to open up and things start to open up and people start going back to work. It's going to be a very interesting time. So that's really all, that's really all I wanted to talk about today. This is a fairly short show, I guess. And I don't want to just kind of keep begrudging rambling on here because there are a lot of things that have been said, a lot of things that need to be, more and more. Explored. And I will continue to explore those things. And we will continue to have discussion. If you want to call the show, text the show, 574-742-6748. Feel free to do that kind of thing if you'd like. There's going to be a great deal of new stuff coming up on the show. Because I've got some time to actually work on some things. So hopefully we'll be looking at the possibility of having some new little tidbits happening. Let's just real quick, let's check this out once here, and let's look at the from the desk of Donald Trump. Let's see if we can find anything out from the desk of Donald Trump. I think this is actually you just have to go to his website, donaldtrump.com/desk. I think that's where most of this stuff is, I think. But yeah, here you go. Let's see if he said anything today here that's worth repeating. Nope. Nothing today. Nothing from the desk today. So we're going to just let that go. And I don't see anything else necessarily that's here on the docket. Biden awards first Medal of Honor to Korean War hero. Let's see if there's anything else there. It's like Circleback Psaki. She's still on the... She did a thing. She did a press conference of some kind. It sounds like Dan Bongino, by the way, for those of you who care. Sounds like he's going to kind of be taking over the time slot of Rush Limbaugh in a lot of different venues. I have appreciated listening to Limbaugh, the Rush Limbaugh show. They continue to play a lot of clips from Rush over the past years, and especially the past few months, prior to his passing. And it's, you know, so much of it is still very apropos to what you know, it's still relevant to the current situation. And it's good to hear his voice. It's just good to hear that echo, you know, to hear his voice again, and to be reminded of his brilliance when it came to politics, and his character, what his character was about. So it's just been good. I've appreciated the fact that they've continued to do that. So I am grateful that they are continuing to play the show, but however, I think my local area here, they're going to, I'm not sure if the show is actually officially going to be shut off at the end of the month or next week or when it is, but I know Dan Bongino is taking the place of the Limbaugh show on our local affiliate here, locally. I'm not sure whether that's nationally kind of going to be the general scene or not. I know in Chicago... I can't remember if I know there's been some changes there on WLS. I know there's going to be some changes, I think, that in terms of what happens there with the noontime hour, which I believe was at 11 o'clock in Chicago. So that's all I've got for you today. I think we're going to call that a week. It's a pretty weak week. And again, so much news going on, it's hard to keep track of it all. But, you know, in these troubling times, in these crazy, nutty, crazy, crazy town times, we can continue to be assured, rest assured, you can rest assured that God has not abandoned us in any way, shape, or form. I think that when the enemy comes in like a flood, God raises up a standard kind of thing. It's, you know, when he seeks to destroy, you know, what he means for evil, God turns around and finds ways to make things better. So those things are all promises that I believe are absolutely true. So once again, thanks for being with us. Thanks for being with me this week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing and liking. God bless and take care, everybody. Have a great weekend.